This is Passport to Texas. In 1999, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, on the recommendation of scientists, implemented a light goose conservation order.
With the intent to try to reduce the rate of growth of white geese.
Dave Morrison is small game program director at Parks and Wildlife.
We were seeing problems in the Arctic ecosystems whereby the numbers of white geese that were showing up were starting to do habitat degradation. So in an effort to try to stem that tide, the light goose conservation order began.
The conservation order, generally in effect after the end of the migratory bird hunting season, is not itself a hunting season.
It's a management action. So it doesn't fall under the same type of guidelines that our hunting seasons do. For example, the light goose conservation order, when it started, we increased the daily bag limit to no bag limit. You were able to hunt 30 minutes before sunrise to 30 minutes after sunset. You were able to use electronic calls. There's all sorts of things that came along with this conservation order as an effort to try to reduce the numbers of birds and, in essence, try to turn that population around to get it, instead of increasing, to see a declining trend.
It's been 14 years since the order was enacted. Has it worked? We'll find out tomorrow. The Wildlife and Sportfish Restoration Program supports our series. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.